In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We have three young men in this church who spent Thanksgiving away from their families this year. Daniel, Sam, and Robert. The three of them serve in the United States military. We've known them in this congregation for some time, and we pray for them regularly. We very much respect their service to our country. Some members of this congregation served in Europe or in the Pacific more than 75 years ago, defending democracy. It was in their days, back during the Second World War, that a man named Bing Crosby released a song that some of you who are my age or near my age undoubtedly remember. It was his rendition of "I'll Be Home for Christmas." That song struck quite a chord when it was released on December 7th in 1944. Especially among U.S. servicemen, it earned Bing Crosby a gold record. The GI magazine that year said Bing Crosby accomplished more for military morale than anyone else of that time. Imagine yourself being 18 to 24 years of age, in the middle of nowhere, and the holidays are coming. That song gave so many men a sense of peace and an upbeat feeling for better days soon back home. It was the right message in the right time, with just the thought of being home for Christmas. In the reading from the Old Testament that Jan read this morning, Isaiah has a message about coming home for people of his day who had known very long and lonely days away from home. Isaiah spoke to God, and Isaiah used these words: "O God, if you would tear open the sky and come down here with us, then everything would change, and our feelings of loneliness could go away. In the past, God, you have done such awesome things that we never even expected. You are the only God ever seen or heard of who works miracles for those who trust and wait for you." Well, you and I have been living our lives in the most unusual time. Lonely times for many of us. These past 10 months, news stations and newspapers every day have been reminding us that we're all in this pandemic together. Baltimore passed the 300 mark this past week of street shootings. We're living in a nation that is experiencing more and more broad sweeping biases against people who are just different. And we live with our own personal fears that the virus threatens to come and get us. The words that Isaiah spoke that are included in this morning's readings have a message well spoken to us whose lives have been so altered, as were the lives of the Israelites years ago. Isaiah told the people of his time, "You have seen what God has done for you before." Like when God parted the waters of the Red Sea and led you through. Yes, God did things we never, ever thought were possible. We have never, ever known a God like our God. And then Isaiah pleads with God and uses some of the most significant words written in all of the Old Testament chapters. When he says, "Oh God, if you would tear open the skies and come down here, then everything would be better for your people now." So when your faith during these times feels dry like the creek bed in a summer drought, I want to encourage you to remember what God has done for you in the past. I want to encourage you to remember those moments when your grandchildren ask you what life has been like for you. Tell them what God has done for you in your life. Tell them how you managed to get through some tough times in your life. Tell them how God helped you to get up and get going again. We can be quick to forget God's goodness to us in the past. We need to remember the gift of healthy children born into our families, of nieces and nephews. We need to remember the health of our own children, our sons' children, and we are well to remember our daughter's noble vocation. We need to brag about God's goodness in our life. When you aren't sure that God is there in the loneliness of the night, try to remember where God has been already in your life. For 40 years, the people of God had been living a life that seemed absolutely hopeless. No moving about, no vacations, no happy family gatherings. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like us living through these past 10 months, through this year, as we have? When we felt powerless to change the way life has been? Well, it was the prophet Isaiah who pleaded with the people of Israel to call upon the one and only God of gods, who had helped them in the past, who had parted the Red Sea and sent Moses to lead them to safety, the God who sent plagues on the wicked Pharaoh of Egypt, and the same God who gave the people the leader in Moses. Although you may have known many down days this past year, the words of Isaiah today should help you to look up and think about God rending the heavens and coming down to us. Coming as a savior to the world. I live with the expectation of a Savior who is coming again. I trust the one who will open the skies overhead and come down to this earth and bring us new and brighter days. The gospel for this morning reminds me that we all must stay alert for this to happen. After all, haven't we been hoping and praying for God to be present among the scientists and the researchers to bring us a vaccine that will save us from this scary and invisible virus? So as we head toward December, as this new week stretches out ahead of us, we hope that the things that have caused us all significant despair and worry and anxiety these past 10 months might be replaced with a new and unprecedented experience toward a new day. So I urge you this morning to keep hoping until you feel the prick of that needle going into your arm with the vaccine. I urge you to keep hoping until you hear that there is no longer a demanding need for PPE and for hospital respirators. I urge you to keep hoping and keep praying until you see God doing a new thing for all of us who fall short of his wishes from us. I urge you to keep hoping that you see God changing the heart of some of your family, and that you feel God changing some of your old attitudes. I pray that you keep hoping until you see God making crooked places straight, and level places, rough places level, for those who are poor and those who are hungry, and for children everywhere. I urge you to keep hoping until you feel the very kingdom of God coming around you. The hope that God is waiting to give you is found in his only Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh yes, we hear this year of so many hardships and so much suffering and anxiety. But we also hear God's promise that Jesus is coming to help us, and Jesus is coming soon. Oh God, we believe that the unprecedented sorrow and grief we have experienced in the world this year will stop when you come down to help us. We believe that the tragedies happening in Baltimore and all over our country, the unnecessary deaths of some of the least among us, will stop when you come back to us. Oh God, we believe that wars and rumors of wars in new places and hurricanes and floods and tornadoes all through the southern states will stop when you open the skies and come down among us. Yes, we believe that you are coming, Lord Jesus. And the season of Advent reminds us now that you are coming soon. When you believe that, when you honestly believe that, you will no longer despair or be anxious, for you will feel the hope of Almighty God in your heart, in your life, and you will feel the presence of Jesus Christ near to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.